Empire Guest Line on the Michigan Sports Network is open for you. Call 313-396-5527. Meijer is the official sponsor of your Detroit Tigers, Lions, Red Wings, and Pistons.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Hour number three on this Tuesday. It is the 13th day of April 2021. We welcome you back all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well, from Traverse City down to Toledo, Grand Rapids, across to Detroit. No matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening, we appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning here on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Halen, you can find him on Twitter at Dan in the Studio. He's got a really funny story about last night's Pick the Stick we'll get to. Ryan L. Key, you can find him at Ryan L. _ Key. I'm Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino. Text the keyword Sports Radio to 21000, Sports Radio to 21000. Meijer Supercenter guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And, of course, good morning to our television audience as well on both Comcast Channel 900 and on BCSN. You can find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting our SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and iHeartRadio app pages. Plus, listen online all the time, MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Dan, you had a good story yesterday from your dealings at Bally Sports, your other employer, Bally Sports Detroit, before the Tigers in Houston Astros game. And it was a great game. Casey Mize pitching a gem, getting his first win as a Tigers starter. 7 innings, 4-hit baseball, did not surrender a single run in the game. He did walk 2. However, he struck out 5 to counter that through 89 pitches in the game. His ERA 0.82. Out of his 89 pitches, 62 were for strikes. Command was there. Off speed was there. Movement on pitches. It was all there for Casey Mize last night. And that was a glimpse at what could potentially be the future ace of the staff. So a very exciting game against a very good Houston team. And A.J. Hinch making his return to Minute Maid Park. They did a video tribute I thought was great. A standing ovation from the crowd, I thought that was great as well. But Dan, you got the story of the day that no one will... Did this actually air on television? Give us the background here.
No, it aired on television. Are we talking about the Shep thing? Is that what we're discussing?
Yeah, the Pick the Stick with SEMO.
So, yeah, SEMO, all right, everybody knows they do Pick the Stick. They do, you know, beat the number, light the lamp, etc. Well, in Pick the Stick, SEMO is basically running away with it. I think he has 40 points. I think the nearest is like 22 or something. So SEMO had the last pick, and he chose Grayson Griner. Shep jokingly said, if SEMO wins this one with the last pick and taking a hunch on Grayson Griner, he said, I will jump out this window or quit. Well, first at bat for Grayson Griner, bomb. Absolute bomb.
Moonshot.
So then, obviously, SEMO just had to just
So give... if you want to be the next Tigers play-by-play announcer.
Yeah.
Well, call us 313-396-5527.
Shep said he's going to choose to jump out the window and just do the rest of the games in the wheelchair because he's going to break his legs or something. I don't know.
I can't wait to ask him about that for our crosstalk next week. Shep, did you jump out the window, yes or no?
That's what
I want to know.
He did jokingly he crawled onto the desk, like looking over the ledge. It was pretty entertaining.
Quality stuff there from Shep and the gang. And SEMO, when are we getting Craig Monroe on? You gonna tell
you?
Oh,
we'll
tell
get
your boy
SEMO
Craig?
On.
Let's
we,
get him on.
We have to record with SEMO. SEMO is not a morning guy.
I wouldn't be either if you didn't have to be.
Yeah, you're right.
Neither you know, let's be honest. Like, if you could choose your hours for work, you start at like 10, 11, 12. That's a good start time. Work until about 5.
Yeah, 10 to 7. Sign me up.
10 to 6. You're a 10 to 7 guy?
10 to 7. I'll do it.
So I was a 10 to 7 guy a lot at the grocery store, but then you know there were always games and stuff going on, so it turned out to be like a 10 to 3, 10 to 4, leave, shower, change, go to whatever game I had to go to and work that night. But the 10 to 7, boy, that last hour at the grocery store, and then the pandemic hit, so we started closing at 6, and then once we started closing at 6, my mom will never go back to being open at 7 o'clock. That's rough. Hey, this coming out right now from the Food and Drug Administration, the U.S. FDA. Today, the FDA and the CDC issued a statement regarding the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. We are recommending a pause in the use of this vaccine out of an abundance of caution. as of April 12th. That's yesterday. 6.8 million plus doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine have been administered in the U.S. The CDC and the FDA are reviewing data involving six reported U.S. cases of a rare and severe type of blood clot in individuals after receiving the vaccine right now. These are adverse events, appear to be extremely rare, but they are putting a halt on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. So just something to be aware of so that you, I feel like that's kind of, it's not sports, but it is newsworthy. And one thing that I did see yesterday or paid attention to, because I had multiple things going on at one time, right? So I'm a multi-screen kind of game, kind of guy. So the games last night, we had Pistons on one TV, we had Tigers on another TV, and then we had the NBA game of the night, which the late one actually turned out to be pretty decent game. With the Golden State Warriors, Steph Curry becoming the all-time leader in points scored for the Warriors. He's also all-time leader in threes made. So, you know, he went for 53 last night. It was crazy. We got a little Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks in the game before, which was fun against the Philadelphia 76ers, who won on the road 113-95. But both Detroit teams, winners yesterday, the Red Wings on trade day. Beating the Carolina Hurricanes 3-1, and then, of course, the Tigers with their 6-2 winner over the Houston Astros. Casey Mize stealing the headlines out of that one, but Akil Baddoo going yard once again, hitting a bomb, and then hitting a double because he thought it was going to be a home run. And, Dan, explain this one for the listeners that might not have seen it, because Baddoo hits one, and he thinks it's gone. But he had to settle for a double instead of a triple, and Freddie was kind of perturbed by that because he said, you know, you got to hustle it out, make it a triple. But if the ball leaves your bat and you think you cracked one and you think it's out of here, I could understand slowing up around first base. You know, you're high-fiving.
He didn't slow Anthony. He basically walked to first base, and then the ball hit the bottom of the fence, and he realized, oh, I better get to second.
Good teaching moment,
but I'll play devil's advocate a little bit. He'd already hit one 450 feet.
Yeah, he was.
He knows what it feels like when a ball's gone in that park. Like, yeah, like I felt like I got the same one there too.
And the first base coach, Ramon Santiago, is giving him a high five. It's like, Ramon, tell him to hustle. What are you doing?
Ramon probably thought that one was gone too.
He goes, hey, he's got an easy walk to second base double.
Yeah, don't stress yourself out, you know.
You don't want to burn out the rookie.
Yeah, a couple RBI, a two-bagger, a home run. Like, that's a busy day. And how about doing all that off of Zach Greinke? Let's talk about the other side of things. The Tigers beating up Greinke. Last just 4 2/3, as you can see on your screen. Gives up 10 hits, 6 earned runs, walked 3, only struck out 2. Like, that's a really good day for the Detroit Tigers against a really good pitcher.
Greinke got off his EFIS pitch at a whopping 51 miles.
51.
And I love Zach Greinke. He's been around for, 12, 13 years now. Started with the Royals. And when he came up, he had to take a year off early in his career because mentally he just couldn't handle just the stress of everything around him. Like, he literally took a mental health year. And I love how he kind of has this no F's given attitude on the mound now, where he's flashing signs to his catcher because he's just like, I don't care. Hold up the number 4. Like, let's reset signs. And it seems like he's just in a much better place because he just no longer cares. Just like, no. Like, hey, fastball, let's go. I'm going to throw it right now.
He's kind of turned into a Maddox-type pitcher, too. He used to be 95, 96. Now he's barely touching 90. And he's just throws dirty stuff all the time. Just 70-mile-an-hour curveballs all day.
Command and control. Those are the two things that if you have them, you don't have to dust people like Aroldis Chapman. Like, you don't need to throw triple digits to be successful at the major league level.
Also, home runs from the 7, 8, and 9 guys for the first time since 06.
Wow.
Which was Marcus Thames, Chris Shelton, and everyone's favorite, Brandon Inge.
That's Michigan baseball assistant coach Brandon Inge. All right, we'll step aside. We'll be back with more X's and Bros. The Wings dealing at the deadline. Stevie Y gives an absolute haul. We'll get into that deal and much more coming up next year on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Spring is one of the most exciting times to be a sports fan. And now you have a chance to join the action with BetMGM. Sign up using bonus code SHEPBET and your first wager is risk-free up to $600. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. When you register with BetMGM, you'll also get access to the best parlay selection features, live betting options, tons of player props, and daily specials. Baseball's back in full swing, and the playoff races are heating up in basketball and hockey as well. Whether you love strikeouts or slam dunks, you can bet confidently on all the biggest games with the king of sportsbooks. Simply download the BetMGM app and go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code SHEPBET to get back up to $600 on your very first wager. Grab your piece of the action and take your sports fan experience to the next level with BetMGM. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddie's Foundation at hashtag PopTheTap. At FreddyThePizzaMan.com. That's F-R-E-D-I, ThePizzaMan.com. Or email FreddyThePizzaMan at gmail.com.
COVID-19 vaccinations are available now at Meijer for those that are eligible. Text COVID to 75049 to register for your free vaccinations at Meijer and get updates to your phone. Please complete only one registration at one location. Additional entries will replace your previous registration and may increase your wait time. You can also talk to your Meijer pharmacist or visit clinic.meijer.com for more information. Remember, just text COVID to 75049 to get started.
We invite you to join the conversation on X's and Bros by dialing up the Meijer guest line. Meijer is the official sponsor of the Detroit Tigers, Red Wings, Lions, Pistons, and the Michigan Sports Network.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Hanlon, Brian Elke, and Anthony Bellino all joining you here this morning. Great to have you riding along with us, no matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening. We appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning. And I don't know if it's breaking news, but do you want to play the breaking news buzzer for our Michigan State Spartans news?
This just in. 14 hours ago.
Off the wire.
Aaron Henry has officially declared for the NBA draft. Second year in a row, he's in a nameless pool. Yeah, but this time it's more official than official.
It's really official.
Yes, super official. And just as official, Josh Langford is selling his gear on the player's trunk, so he is no longer eligible to be a college athlete.
Wow. There you have it. That's okay. They've got like 85 freshmen coming in.
If those moves were expected. I mean, Aaron Henry is more of like when, not if. So he's been out in New York the last week training at some NBA center, whoever goes there. So, yeah, it was. And that needed to happen to kind of clear for the freshmen and the transfer of Tyson Walker to have the scholarship limit at 13.
I want to know how – you said, where is he at, New York?
Yeah.
How does he get the money to go there? Like, that's what I want to know. Like, yeah, how do these guys that. Just, like, kind of have money before they are actually making money?
What in regards to
– like, guys will be – have – you know, even like when they're in school, they'll have like a
like how a quarterbacks
nice
can go to like,
etc.
Not even that, but like how
like Trevor Lawrence was at the Masters. How?
Well, would some of it's with know. Their family, but like how some like, hey, I'm with okay. this. I'm with this quarterback coach now, even though like I'm still in school for the semester. Like, how do they have the money to pay for that coach at the moment? Like, is it like a futures deal of like, yeah,
when. That's what it's got to be. I'll train you for you know, however many months, and then I'll need X amount at the end of it when you sign your deal, I would assume. Also, some news coming out of Eastern Michigan. How about the Eastern Michigan Eagles hiring alum Stan Heath as the new men's basketball coach? Now, Heath is 56 years old. He's an alum of the Eagles, previously coached at Kent State, leading the Golden Flashes to the Elite Eight back in 2002. Also guided Arkansas to the NCAA tournament in 2006 and 2007. Did the same at South Florida at 2012. This is a big-time hire for Eastern Michigan University. And this is Rob Murphy. EMU's previous coach was hired last month to be the president and GM of the Detroit Pistons G League affiliate, which I thought was an interesting move as well. For Heath, who was an assistant at Bowling Green before joining Tom Izzo's staff at Michigan State, his five-year tenure there included a national championship back in 2000. So he's a guy who's been around the block. He's seen a lot. He's seen at the mid-major level. He's seen at the high-major level, and he's had success at both. Could the Convocation Center get a little juice buzzing there in Ypsilanti? Maybe. It's a great arena. It's perfect for the MAC. It's a perfect size arena for the MAC. I don't know if you've ever been to a game there, but I have.
I've never been to the game there.
I think it's wonderful.
My other job is the community college right next to it, so I drive by there often. So it looks like a decent facility. Never been on the inside of it.
Yeah, I went up there for, I don't know if it was like the last game of the regular season. I think Toledo was playing. Toledo was playing Eastern, so I was like, you know what? It was like a random like Thursday night, so I ended up driving up there just by myself and went to the game by myself, grabbed a popcorn, sat in the bleachers, and watched the game as a fan.
Have you been up to Central's, I'll put in quotations, new arena?
I have not been to the Chippewa's campus since 2009, maybe?
Okay, so yeah, I think it opened in 2010 or 2011, so back when Rose Arena was still stomping around. That looked like a high school gymnasium. But their new arena is very nice. Nice, like, small, compact, like, mid-major arena.
Yeah, you don't need more. And the Convocation Center was built in Ipsy so that they can host concerts. So it's a little bigger than probably what you need. But I look at something like, you know, James A. Rhodes Arena at Akron, a.k.a. The Jar, has that weird kind of like there's lower bowl seating, but it's like very high schoolish. And then they have like the upper where like an auxiliary gym would typically be. They have like the upper expandable bleachers up there. So it's kind of, that's kind of weird. Kent's is nothing special.
Westerns is strange because it had like canoes at the top.
What, you talk about Westerns?
Yeah, the bleachers.
Yeah, Westerns is weird. I don't even know what else to say besides Westerns is weird. Buffalo has like just one thing of bleachers up one side of the wall that looks like an eternity in height. Like yeah, there's fog up there.
And I haven't been to Bowling Green's new arena. I went when it was still like, hey, we have high school.
Roars?
We have high school classes. We have high school classes going on behind the game right now.
Yeah, there were classrooms in Anderson Arena, and that's where Dockich and Company they would do all their press conferences in the press room, which was a classroom with a pull down banner,
an overhead projector.
Basically, yeah, but you'd have the pull down banner, which had like the logo and the team stuff, and then that's where all the pizza would be. Which I believe I ate Papa John's like three times a week for 4 years in college, but those things happen. But the new building, Anderson Arena, sat like 4,700. The new building, the Stroh Center, seats about 53. That's perfect for the MAC. 5,000 to about 8 or 9 max. Like, you go down to OU, they have a convocation center as well, down in Athens where Barlow's at. That building is huge. Like, that's a monstrous arena. I think they're like 12 or 14,000, and Chrysler's only 13, 12 and change. Like, it's not, you know, Chrysler Arena is a really good size for, I, you know, Chrysler Arena could be bigger to fit more bodies in it. But when you don't have this massive stadium, two things: one, less people to worry about getting out of the parking lot. And two, you create a demand for the ticket when your team is good. So hopefully with some news there in college hoops, with the departures of a couple of Sparties and the new hire from Eastern Michigan, I feel like we covered our bases there. Also, the Detroit Tigers, in case you missed it, 6-2 winners last night over the Houston Astros. Akil Badu, he went yard. Grayson Griner, he went yard. But the real big story here outside of Badu, who was fantastic again, was Casey Mize. 7 innings, 4 hits, no runs against them. 7 shutout innings on 89 pitches. Struck out 5, walked 2. His ERA is 0.2, so congrats to Casey Mize, the first of what will hopefully be many stellar outings. And he went 7 innings, too. That's the most important. Like, go out there and give us a game. Don't go 4, don't go 3. Don't go 4 2/3. Like, give us a, you got to get past, you got to get 6 or more, right? Give that bullpen some relief. And then the Detroit Red Wings, 3-1 winners over the Carolina Hurricanes. Adam Ernie scored the 20,000th goal in Red Wings franchise history. Those goals do not include shootout goals scored, and they shouldn't. They become the fourth franchise in the league with 20,000 goals. And that was a big day for the Detroit Red Wings as well, as at the deadline, they decided to move on from Anthony Mantha. That's right. The Red Wings are no longer with Anthony Mantha. They decided to part ways, and boy, did they get a haul. Steve Yzerman pulled off a massive deal. Freddie said, oh, Steve Yzerman can't do anything wrong, blah, 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 blah. No, he really can't, because he's got the credibility. He's got everything stacked up that needs to be in order to be successful here in this organization. He's a legend in this organization. His number in the rafters brought Stanley Cups, and he's proven it as a general manager as well. He's proven it in the front office. What he did yesterday to pick up Verana, to pick up Panic, and to pick up two picks, as you can see on the screen if you're watching on Comcast or on BCSN, a 2021 first rounder, that's this draft, and a 2022 second rounder. They are absolutely loaded with picks. This is a great haul for Anthony Mantha. If you wanted to see, okay, Verana a year younger, very similar production over the last three seasons. Panic, seasoned veteran, he entered the league in Tampa Bay in the 2012-2013 season when Yzerman was the GM there, so there's some familiarity there. Yzerman thinks he could be a contributor. You got two players plus two picks, four assets for one. I think the trade's a win across the board, especially just getting a first and second rounder for Mantha, but you throw in Verana, I think it's a huge win for Yzerman. Big-time deal at the deadline. Very excited about that. Also, do not forget to vote in the poll right now. Maybe this trade has swung voters a little bit, but we got 1,300 votes in, and 44% of people say the Red Wings are going to turn their thing around the fastest. The question is, which, with every Detroit team at the bottom of their division, which team do you have the most confidence in to turn it around the fastest? The Lions, the Red Wings, the Tigers, or the Pistons? Red Wings right now running away, 44% of the vote. Feel free to vote now at AC Bellino or, of course, at X's and Bros. We'll step aside. We'll talk to the coach, Kyle Barlow, next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Anthony Bellino here on behalf of TwinSpires Online Sportsbook Racing and Casino. TwinSpires is now live in Michigan, and they're offering new players their best offer yet with up to $1,000 in risk-free bets. TwinSpires is backed by the same team as the Kentucky Derby and Churchill Downs Racetrack and brings over 140 years of tradition, excitement, and wagering experience. Whether you're an avid gambler or a first-timer, they've got your bets. Professional basketball and hockey are both in the second half of the season, and we just opened up professional baseball. So now is the time for new players in Michigan. Use TwinSpires and they'll give you 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000. You heard that right, $1,000 in one whole week to try out your luck. Basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, they've got it all, and you can do it all right from your phone. Download the TwinSpires Casino and Sportsbook app today and enter the promo code FREE1000 to participate. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit www.twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and physically present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
Bill Simonson here for my good friend John Kornack. Now, he heads up the Eisenhower Center, America's leader when it comes to traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Now, they've partnered with Selfridge Air Force Base on the east side of the state in Harrison Township, just north of the Detroit metro area. And they do have a Veterans Rehabilitation Center at Selfridge Air Force Base, and they're looking to expand it. So they're going to need philanthropists listening right now across the state who can step up and help our veterans get back to living the lives they deserve to lead. So what you can do, if you have the means to step up and help the Veterans Rehabilitation Center at Selfridge Air Force Base, which is part of the Eisenhower Center program, just go to eisenhowercenter.com. And then you'll find a way to get a message to John Kornack, who heads up the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor.